So while US President Trump claimed this month that trade wars are good, before then backtracking somewhat, critics insist there would be no winners from such a conflict, with Seoul embroiled in a series of delicate negotiations with Washington. Let's bring in Professor Choe Nam-seok, who specialises in international trade at Chungbuk National University. Professor Choe made a presentation titled Prospect for the US Trade Pressure and Its Impact at a seminar organised by the Korea Economic Research Institute last Wednesday. And so today's interview is partly based on that. Thank you very much for joining us. Good morning to you, Professor Choe.
Good morning.
25% tariff on steel. That on its own is bad enough, but it's part of a whole series of other issues to deal with. Can you tell us just how damaging this could end up being, the U.S. protectionism that we're seeing under President Trump?
25% import tariff on steel will cause export losses for about $2.4 billion for upcoming 5 years, and job losses will about 13,000 jobs. And on top of that, safeguards on Korean washing machine will make about $397 million for upcoming 3 years and about 2,300 job losses. And solar panel and batteries will make export losses about $1.7 billion for upcoming 4 years from 2018 until 2021. And the job losses will about 10,000 jobs. So total export losses of export steel and washing machines and solar cells will be about $4.5 billion, and total job losses will be about 25,000 jobs.
So they have been getting a lot of headlines, but what other industries are at risk?
I think auto parts and semiconductors also at risk, because the U.S. Trump administration want to increase domestic production and employment, and auto parts and semiconductor industries, they have experienced the trade deficit against Korea.
What about intellectual property rights, with some experts worrying the U.S. might increase tariffs on them?
Intellectual property rights, such as patents on semiconductor parts, may be subject to import regulation, but I think other areas related with IPRs are not under investigations yet.
In terms of the U.S. government's insistence on imposing additional import barriers against Korean products and for this scale of losses to grow even further, what do you think? How likely is that?
I think semiconductor industry, the export losses will be about $334 million for 3 years, and the job losses will be about 2,000 jobs, and auto parts will make export losses of Korea to United States for $1.97 billion for 3 years, and job losses will be 17,000 jobs.
With so many thousands of job losses, though, is there anything the government here can do to reduce that?
I think, first of all, I think Korean government should work very hard to let it not happen, such as U.S. tariff escalation on Korean products. And secondly, if it has happened, then Korean government should conduct export promotion policy for steel industry and other industry to help them find alternative export markets. And for the displaced workers, I think Korean government should provide trade adjustment program for the displaced workers in steel industry so that they can change their jobs to the more skill-intensive sectors.
Should South Korea join the EU in fighting back, in other words, by imposing higher tariffs on U.S. goods, agricultural products? They could be an area.
I think that's not a good idea, because retaliation tariffs only induce another tariff measure. So strategic response is better. For instance, reducing export at least temporarily to the United States, or changing export destination, or finding alternative export destination would be better strategic response for Korea.
Yeah, well, President Trump had already tweeted, didn't he, that if the EU places higher tariffs on American goods, then the US will tax cars. It's already looking like it could spiral, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think many countries had experienced the negative effects of retaliation tariffs during the Great Depression era. So Smoot-Hawley Act in 1930 didn't work for the U.S. at the time, and it will not work either now. So before trade escalation spread in a global scale, global community will find other ways to take care of this problem.
A lot of us have short memories, though, and a lot of us didn't experience that Great Depression era, even if it is an important precedent to look at here. But do you then not think that this will escalate into a global scale, this trade war?
I think nowadays there are international institutions, WTO, and there are ways to international or global community gather together to take care of this or to respond to this problem. So before it will become trade war, the important trading nations will find a way to persuade or to let the U.S. government know that they should stop trade protectionism sooner or later.
If doors with the U.S. were to close, though, it would naturally open doors elsewhere. I just wonder if it does escalate this situation, how it might affect our own exports and the Korean economy as a whole.
Korea is highly dependent on exports. Tariff escalation will make Korean export drop significantly. So, for instance, manufacturing industries like automobile, steel, information and communication technology, machinery, home appliances, petrochemicals, textiles, those industries will reduce domestic output, sales and employment, and it may affect gradually Korean GDP and growth rates, I think.
And while, of course, it's commendable, your suggestion that the government not fall for a tit-for-tat type measure, how long will we have to endure this trade protectionism? Is it going to last as long as U.S. President Trump is in office, for example, do you think?
I think President Trump's trade protectionism only lasts up until he could gain U.S. domestic political supports. However, domestic supports of U.S. will fade away as soon as its economy affected by reduced international trade and investment because of U.S. import regulation. So either domestic loss in political support or international reaction to American exports will stop Trump's trade protectionism, I think.
Well, thank you, Professor Chair, for offering your own expertise on the subject, first of all.
You are very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Professor Chae Nam-seok from Chonbuk National University.